Well, good morning. This is Rod Carr here, and welcome to Songs of Hope Part 2. And thank you to Chris for a mighty Songs of Hope Part 1. Coming up, we've got all our usual features. We'll have our prayer psalm in about 10 minutes' time. And that's Psalm 61, Under the Protection of God. We'll have our Christian news bulletin at about 20 past the hour from Vic Campbell. We'll have the story of Gordon Moyes, the Wesley City Mission leader up in Sydney, and lots of great songs. We'll start with some hymns and then move on to some more contemporary Christian praise and worship music. And the idea is to praise and worship God. And thank you to Chris for a mighty Songs of Hope Part 1. Weather today, it's going to be 24, very warm, and rain developing and windy. 4 to 10 millimetres of rain, and tomorrow 18 and a shower or two. We'll start with Candice Coro, 40 Days and 40 Nights.
40 days and 40 nights thou wast fasting in the wild. 40 days and 40 nights tempted and yet
bye.
Was Robert Coleman with In Heavenly Love Abiding, and I heard Robert Coleman sing many years ago in the musical theatre How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying at Her Majesty's Theatre, and he did a great job there. And after his singing career, he went into the Christian ministry and became a Baptist minister and went around various churches and did a great job there. That was Robert Coleman. We've now got from the album 25 Hymns You Love to Sing, Take My Life and Let It Be.
Thank you.
We now have our prayer psalm presented by Hugh Elphinstone, Psalm 61, Under the Protection of God.
Please listen, God, and answer my prayer. I feel hopeless, and I cry out to you from a faraway land. Lead me to the mighty rock high above me. You are a strong tower where I am safe from my enemies. Let me live with you forever and find protection under your wings, my God. You heard my promises, and you have blessed me, just as you bless everyone who worships you. Let the king have a long and healthy life. May he always rule with you, God, at his side. May your love and loyalty watch over him. I will sing your praises forever and will always keep my promises.
That was our first song in a trilogy from Australian churches, and we're going on a trip across Australia. That first song was from Adelaide, Edge Church in Adelaide, Building God a House. We now go across to Perth with Victory Life Centre, I'm a Winner.
Somewhere to happen, I can do all things through Christ.
And all the way from Perth back to Melbourne with Kingston City Church, the Lord of Hosts.
Measured out its length and breadth. When the morning stars all sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Who has sealed the ocean's boundaries so contained? Its rage and power, when the word went forth from heaven's glory, the fountains of the deep were held at bay. As the darkness flees from his holy presence, and evil men take flight from his glorious grace. Yeah! He's the Lord of hosts, he's the King of glory. Lift up on high the name of the Lord. He's the Lord of creation, God of our salvation. Lift up on high. Stand together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
This is Songs of Hope, serving the Christian community in the southern suburbs of Melbourne.
Christian News Bulletin. According to the Gospel Herald, a church in Indonesia has been ordered to cease all religious activity because it apparently lacks a building permit. In Indonesia, to acquire a church building permit, one must obtain 60 signatures from people of a different faith, plus permission from local authorities. In some cases, it could take 5 to 10 years to complete the process.
thousands of displaced Christians in Syria continue to be deprived of their homes and are still caught in the crossfire, even as militants from the Islamic State, or ISIS, continue to lose ground in the Middle East. According to a report by World Watch Monitor, Assyrian Christians still cannot return to their homes despite the fact that ISIS forces have already left certain areas. Local sources said this is because Kurdish militias now occupy these communities after they dislodged the ISIS militants. Faithit.com reports that Mel Gibson's latest film may be his biggest yet. Hacksaw Ridge tells of a soldier named Desmond T. Doss whose strong Christian faith fuels his pacifism during World War II. The war hero saved 75 men in Okinawa without firing a single bullet.
Australian Judy McComb with Taste and See That the Lord is Good, and that's the Christian spiritual experience. 24 degrees today, rain developing, 4 to 10 millimetres, chance of rain 90%. Paul Bloch, The Same Love.
You choose the humble and raise them high. You choose the weak and make them strong. You heal our brokenness inside and give us life. The same love that set the captives free.
There is a day
Promise of a great future there from the Bible. Lou Fellingham, top UK singer of Christian songs, There Is a Day. Well, we now have Matt Maher, Lord, I Need You.
Lord, I confess. Bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Is found is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. My righteousness,
righteousness, oh God, how I need you.
Okay, we're getting near the end of the program. Gordon Moyes, the Storton of Gordon Moyes is coming up, but right now, Keith and Kristen Getty, O Church, Arise.
Strength in every strife, give grace for every hurdle that we may
And it's time now for our segment, Christians Who Have Made a Difference. And today we're going to look at Gordon Moyse. Now, Gordon Moyse is an Aussie. He first gained prominence in Australia as host of the weekly television program Turnaround Australia and radio program Sunday Night Live with Gordon Moyse. He started his career as an ordained Churches of Christ minister in Australia, serving at Victorian churches in Ascot, Ararat and Cheltenham. His churches grew and thrived under his leadership and preaching. Cheltenham Church of Christ especially grew to more than 1,000 members. He became superintendent of the Wesley Mission in Sydney in 1979. In that role, he built the largest building in Sydney, permanently altering the city skyline. He worked as advisor and friend to the Prime Minister for more than a decade. He was the first minister of any church in the world to have raised and spent over $1 billion in extending the charitable work of churches. This work included homeless care, drug rehabilitation, old age care, and lots more. He built numerous accommodation units for the elderly. Wesley Mission is now the largest non-government provider of welfare services in Australia. His honours are many and varied. He was elected Entrepreneur of the Year on one occasion, in 1986 Father of the Year, and on another occasion Australian Public Speaker of the Year. He's received honorary degrees from various institutions around the world and can call himself Dr. Gordon Moyse. He has been hailed by the nation's top financial newspaper and the nation's most successful movie producer. Gordon Moyse has been awarded Australia's highest honours, both the Companion of the Order of Australia and the Member of the Order of Australia. He's written a number of books. In December 2005, he resigned after 27 years from his position at Wesley Mission. At a dinner held in his honour to mark the end of his time as the head of Wesley Mission, Australian Prime Minister John Howard described him as the epitome of effective Christian leadership. Moyse entered the New South Wales Legislative Council in 2002, but left politics in 2011. We salute Gordon Moyse, who has made a difference, a big difference, to many people's lives.
Fall on as free.
I just love those words. There is power in God's presence. That was Susie Woodbridge and New Wine Worship with their song Spirit Fall. Well, that brings us to the end of the program this week. We have a website, and on that website we podcast recordings of different segments of the program, and there's all sorts of, there's music, there's talks, there's prayers. It's all up there, songsofhope883.com for your browser. So go there and enjoy the recordings, and the segments from today will be up there in the next one or two days. Bruce Mitchell's gearing up for his Mighty Basketball program, and Mark Misson is here getting ready for all the cricket. We'll go out with Stuart Townend, The Light of the World.
The light of the world made history begin, spoke time into being, caused planets to spin, flung galaxies wide through infinite space to sing of his splendor and fathomless grace. The light of the world now shone as a man and walked through the valleys he'd carved with his hands, a servant to those he breathed into life. He felt our injustice and shared in our strife. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world. Sing, sing praises to him. Simply believe you will receive mercy and love without measure. Don't hide in the night, step out of the dark.